Good weekend of racing coming up with a strong meeting at Rosehill Gardens, then the Zipping Classic, the Flemington Carnival over, then we've got Sandown, then we take a little bit of a quieter time, although the summer carnivals in Perth and also in Brisbane won't be long before they're heating up as well. Adam Pengelly joins us. Hi, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Racing never stops, doesn't it? There's always another carnival around the corner.
Yeah, well, Canterbury tonight as well, I forgot to mention. So we've got Canterbury tonight, Rosehill tomorrow, the Zipping Classic, but Melbourne Cup runners heading to Sandown.
Yeah, it's probably the final meeting, I suppose, of the Melbourne Spring Carnival with Sandown, traditionally the last meeting before we sort of wrap up the Melbourne Spring. And looking forward to seeing how this Melbourne Cup form sort of stands up in the initial phase, I suppose. A couple of runners going to have in the Zipping Classic there with Who Shot the Barman and Ventura Storm. They both finished down the track in the Melbourne Cup behind Cross Counter. And I suppose in the Sandown Cup, like Von Jamask, with a couple of other horses, were trying to get into the Melbourne Cup, but couldn't do that in Wall of Fire and Yogi. So it's always interesting to see how a lot of these horses come out of the Melbourne Cup. Only a few coming out of the Melbourne Cup this year racing at Sandown. We might have maybe a few more in previous years, but we'll get a bit of a guide about how that form's going to stand up going forward.
Ty England, he's heading off to Hong Kong.
Yeah, nice little pickup for Ty Laurie. He's going to head over to Hong Kong next Sunday to fill in over there for the Hong Kong Jockey Club at the Shark Tin meeting. They've got a bit of a shortage of jockeys at the moment with a few injuries and like. So I think Ty's hoping to get a couple of rides in the international race meeting in early December. So Ty will get his eye in over there in Hong Kong. Obviously, sort of carved a reputation for himself over there in Hong Kong and spent a few years over there as a full-time rider on the Jockey Club's roster. So Ty will be back over there next weekend and then maybe return for the international meeting in a couple of weeks' time.
Officials in Perth have done a really good job of strengthening this summer carnival I mentioned, and transport issues used to be a bit of an issue, a bad issue, but now they've got that sorted, and Trap for Fools is on his way over to Perth.
Yeah, he is, TK. So Jared McLean was umming and ahhing about the decision whether taking him back over to Perth. We know that he started his career over there at Trap for Fools, and he's come a long way, hasn't he? Winning the McKinnon Stakes on the weekend for his first Group 1, and obviously Jared McLean's first Group 1 win as a trainer, and they've eventually made the decision to head back over to the west. So Trap for Fools is going to line up in the Kingston Town Classic at this stage. They're going to be on a flight this weekend. He'll get a couple of weeks to acclimatise over there in Perth and get ready for that last Group 1 of the calendar year. And hopefully there'll be no transport issues. I've always wondered, guys, why the industry doesn't have its own plane to ferry horses around the country for all these major carnivals. They're going to be a really good idea. Costly exercise, obviously. But given some of the issues we've had in previous years, I wonder if it's been ever a consideration for some of the country's leading racing officials, whether to have their own charter plane to fly horses from Melbourne to Brisbane and Melbourne to Perth and Sydney to Perth around the traps, just to avoid some of these transport issues we get on these commercial flights.
Yeah, I can imagine the carve-up of costs there. Who's going to be paying for that? That would take cooperation between not only states, it would take cooperation between racing clubs.
Yeah, it might be a tricky one, TK, but how many times have we seen, particularly Darren Weir from memory, has copped a couple of really rough deals of trying to get horses from Melbourne to Brisbane and Melbourne to Perth in the past, I think. I just think in this day and age with a $1 billion industry, I think it might be something that can be worth considering in the next couple of years.
Yeah, all the focus has been down there in Melbourne at Flemington, but we're back here in Sydney tomorrow at Rosehill, Adam. What are the horses we're looking out for at Rosehill tomorrow?
Rohirrin's the one, Laurie. Could be the most interesting runner around the country anywhere, I'd say, tomorrow. He was a very, very impressive winner at Rosehill on Derby Day a couple of weeks ago. He just flew down the outside there and put them away in a couple of strides. And he's 2 from 2 now, and he won on a heavy track on Derby. It was a heavy 10. It was a bottomless track at Warwick Farm. And then he got back on the drier ground at Rosehill there and was showing a really electric turn of foot. Not quite sure if I'm going to dive into the long odds on about. He's going to start probably, well, at the moment, he's $1.40, $1.45, I think, in the first race there tomorrow. But he's a very, very impressive colt. I think James Cummings, the Dolphin team, got a pretty big impression of him. Where he ends up this preparation, I'm not too sure. It's going to be his third run of his first racing preparation. So I can't imagine they're going to want to go too deep into this campaign. But he looks like a really, really likely type for the order. I'm expecting to win tomorrow, but not quite sure if I'm going to dive into that such a short price.
And then race 8, number 5, Seasons.
Yeah, it's my best bet tomorrow, TK. I'm not going to win any bravery awards, I must admit, this weekend for tipping Seasons. My best is around 2 or 22 or 30 mark at the moment. But I think she's ready to go fresh. I thought she was really good last campaign. Tragedy beat first up, then won her next couple of starts. I think Les Bridge has got her going well, judging by her trials so far this campaign. So she's my best bet at Rosehill tomorrow, race 8, number 5, Seasons.
Race 8, number 5, Seasons, around that $2.30 mark. But I like the way it had two impressive victories, then was tipped out early for Lesbridge, and then, you know, sort of brought back. You're right, that trial wasn't spectacular, but exactly where Seasons needs to be to make a winning start tomorrow at Rosehill Gardens. Good on you, mate. Well done, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your weekend. We'll speak on Monday.